deal.
At home, turn us up. In your car, turn us on. At work, tell others about
Talking with Ms. T, the talk show that's giving you trending topics, noted news, interesting interviews, community updates, and so much more. It continues right now.
Ms. T.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
You're back where set, and it's time to chat on the show with the flow that keeps you in the know. We keep it real and true while we do what we do. Thanks for tuning in to Talking with T, the show designed with you in mind. It's April 16th, and if today is your birthday, you share it with your birthday mates, Chance the Rapper, comedian and actor Martin Lawrence, and basketball legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Today on the national calendar is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Now, I don't suggest you participate unless you're working from home. Yesterday was tax day, the day we either get back what we paid or give up our pay. If you still needed more time and filled out an extension, you have until October to get your mind right and figure it all out. Now, most people getting a refund have probably filed their returns by now and have enjoyed becoming what I call income taxi. My hopes are that you manage those funds wisely and use them to lift financial burdens. The theme for this month is don't be foolish. We are highlighting suggestions each week that will help you be done with being dumb and lift you straight out of stupid. This week, we think it is foolish for you to spend more money on your hair and nails than you do on your rent or utilities or even food. Now, I like to look fly like the next chick, but let's get some parameters and get our priorities straight. If you got it like that in excess, by all means, spend your money, boo. But if you are spending money that should be allocated toward monthly expenses, retirement, insurance, or your kids, you need to reevaluate your spending habits, and you won't be running around like broke a harness complaining that you can't make ends meet because you broke up the relationship between your budget and good sense. We want to live our wage and not our wants.
Everybody's Talking with T, the talk show designed to engage, educate, empower, and encourage the community, is on
WJBE 99.7 FM and 1040 AM. Just the best every day.
All right, listeners. Now, a few weeks ago, we had Yvette Rice of YR Productions telling us about her annual pre-prom stop, and guess what? She's back. She's back to fill in more details and invite the community to come out to what is sure to be the most grand event of the season. And along with her today, I'm excited to have one of the DJs, Dwight Harris, better known as DJ Lil D, a.k.a. Too Easy. I love it. So both of you all, welcome to Talking with T. Vet, what's happening?
Man, I'm just so excited right now to introduce my DJ here for pre-prom stop, April 26th. I am just excited to have Lil D here on the show with us tonight. Lil D, tell us what we get ready to do April the 26th.
Man, it's a no-brainer. It's going down. It's official. We're going to have nothing but good vibes, good time. You know, Vic going to be there, me too. You know, I'm going to make sure the vibe is out of the way what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely happy to be a part of this. So I'm looking for people to be looking clean, ladies looking as beautiful as possible, and all of the above.
All right, well, I'm excited to have you on the team. We're Team East Knoxville, Team AE, Team Pre-Prom Stop. And as always, I'm encouraging the community to find every opportunity possible to celebrate our young people. Last week, we had Cynthia Durrell on talking about celebrating our scholars and those getting scholarships. We recently had students announce their college commitments. So let's be clear. Greatness comes out of East Knoxville. We have a lot of kids getting ready to take that next step in their academic journey. We have a lot of kids preparing for work and careers because it's honoring our work. But back to the pre-prom stop. Yvette told me we're about to see dresses and suits like we've never seen before. You going to be able to hype us up for that, Lil D?
Come on now. That's what I do best. It's too easy now. That's what I got my name for.
Oh, I love it. Bet, tell us a little bit about the food, because every day I see you, you have added another vendor. All I asked was for snow cones and cotton candy, but what we got?
You're going to have more than just some snow cones and cotton candy. I have about 15 vendors coming. I'm telling you, this is going to be one of the best pre-prom stops I have ever had since I started this thing. But it's one thing that I am asking the community to do. I'm asking every pastor that has a church in this community to come out and show love to these kids. Come out. I know you have one student that goes to your church. Come out and give these kids some love. I'm just going crazy right now because I'm eating something right now. I'm eating popcorn. I'm eating Fondue Pegs. I'm eating hamburgers. I'm eating turkey legs. I'm eating everything right now. So you guys just come out, celebrate this event with me. This is going to be the best pre-prom stop.
Well, I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to joining the two of you, joining the community, looking at the wonderful prom designs and fashions of our young people. We're going to keep them covered and prayed up. So we'll see everybody April 26th, Five Point, Eternal Life parking lot. What time, Bet?
Gates open at 4, and you need to be there at 4 because I got a show for you at 4 o'clock.
So to my understanding, it's a pre-prom pre-show.
It's a pre-prom pre-show, baby.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're going to have a little entertainment. And DJ Lil D's going to make it too easy for us to keep those vibes going. Thank you. Thank you both for talking with T.
Yvette, along with the vendors, DJ Lil D, and our prom kings and queens in the community, you even have a special Knox favorite, DJ Sterl the Pearl.
Oh, God, this is going to be great. Sterl the Pearl will be the DJ for the pre-prom stop. I have two DJs, man. That's how big this pre-prom stop is going to be.
What?
I'm so excited right now to this. I don't know what to do. I'm about to go crazy over here. Sterl
I can
the Pearl
tell.
Is going to be in the house, man.
I wish y'all could see what I see. She's about to lose it. But we are excited to have DJ Sterl the Pearl. What's he called it? A Rooski Roo Roo. All right.
You know what it is. It's your boy DJ Sterl the Pearl live in the beautiful Promotion Studios. About to give you some flavor. Old school, new school, hip-hop, R&B. You know it's me, your boy STP, live doing it for you and me.
Oh, wait.
Let's get into it.
Everybody, move your body. And now do it. Here is something that's gonna make you move
on
and groove. Hey DJ, keep playing that song all night.
Follow me.
On and on and on.
On and on and on and on.
That's right, clap your hands.
Everybody,
that's
move
right.
Your body.
Let's
now do
up.
It. Here is something that's gonna make
let's
you move
it, let's
and groove.
It.
Hey DJ, keep playing that song all night.
Business owners, church leaders, entrepreneurs, why not build your brand on Talking with T, your urban talk show designed to engage, educate, empower, and encourage. Call today, 865-409-1170 for more details, or visit talkingwitht.com.
You know what it is. Time to hit our review of trending news. Congratulations, Caitlin Clark. She got chosen as the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft. She will be playing for the Indiana Fever. And also, I want to congratulate Lady Vols forward Rekia Jackson, selected in the first round, pick number 4 overall by Los Angeles Sparks. Brittany Griner confirms she and wife Sherelle are expecting their first baby. Falling from Grace Hall of Famer OJ Simpson lost his battle with cancer at the age of 76. News of his death was overshadowed, in my opinion, by reliving the trial in which OJ was accused of murder, along with other legal troubles he would face, leaving him with a mountain of debt that will be settled from his estate. I know kids can get unruly, and we have heard or even said the old adage, I brought you in this world and I'll take you out. But listen, that's just a figure of speech. Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small and his wife were charged Monday with abusing and assaulting their teenage daughter on multiple occasions, including hitting her in the head with a broom and knocking her unconscious. LaQuetta Small, the wife, who is Atlantic City Superintendent of Schools, is accused of punching her daughter multiple times in the chest, leaving bruises, and punching her in the mouth during a separate argument. LaQuetta Small also is accused of dragging her daughter by the hair and striking her with a belt on her shoulders, leaving marks. This is all according to the prosecutor's office. Now, I'm just wondering, dang, what in the heck did their daughter do? Although there are still several months before the much anticipated fight between the problem child Jake Paul, age 27, and Iron Mike Tyson, age 57, many are wondering about the outcome. They're wondering if Paul even stands a chance against a former heavyweight champion and one of the most feared boxers on the planet, even though Tyson approaches 60 years old. Anderson County Schools is currently investigating issues related to student grades and coursework at Clinton High School, which has led to the suspension of a teacher and an administrator's resignation. They are suspicious of grade manipulation. Yesterday was the start of the first criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in Manhattan. Former President Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records. This is connected to hush money paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels in the last stages of the 2016 presidential election campaign. The trial is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks, but finding an impartial jury is proving to be hard. Among the first 96 potential jurors brought into court, half of them told the judge they could not be impartial. This is all going to be very interesting. Also in political news, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid $146,629 in federal income taxes in 2023 after reporting an income of $619,976. This is the 26th year that Biden has released federal tax returns during his public life, while former President Trump has declined to release his tax returns yet again. Keep it where it's at. I'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in to Talking with T.
The cat.
More in trending news and hot topics, our country still faces acts of violence as tragic stories surface weekly in the news. Several organizations walked in solidarity with a family to bring an end to violence in their community after a drive-by shooting left a 9-year-old girl dead and 10 other people hurt in their backyards. The victims were at a family gathering this past Saturday when the shooting happened. Ariana Molina, age 9, was struck in the head and died. So very sad. Two officers and a suspect are dead after a shootout Sunday night in Liverpool, New York, a suburb of Syracuse. More teens are popping up in the news connected to crimes. Locally, a teen was arrested following a shooting at Inskip Park, and then two juveniles were charged after stealing a car and leading Knoxville police on a chase. A teen was also charged after a false threat was made at Gibbs High School. Iran launched an attack on Israel, and the U.S. says if you strike back at Iran, you'll do it alone. This is following months of Israel fighting Gaza and U.S. warning that their military operations have gone too far. TCAP testing started this week and stakes are high, especially for third and fourth graders, since the legislature passed the third grade retention law in 2021. There are multiple ways students can still get promoted to fourth grade if they don't score proficient on reading in third grade, including tutoring and summer school. But if they don't show adequate growth following these interventions, they may be retained. That's it for this bit, and I can't wait to talk to you all next week where we chatter about what matters on the show designed with you in mind.
Thank you for tuning in to Talking with T, your urban talk show. The show designed with you in mind. And we would love to connect with you right now on social media. All things Talking with T. And you can listen to the show 24/7, 365 on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio. Now on that note, T will end with a quote.
If you truly want to know how rich you are, count how many things you have that money cannot buy. Remember where you heard the word. Keep being kind until next time. You've been listening to Talking with T.
Yeah.
Getting you home with more talk.
So come on.
Go. And the best conversations. Ooh. It's Talking with T Radio.
clicking between us. You were like my best friend. The one I used to run and talk to when me and my girl was having problems.
That's right.
You used to say it'll be okay. Suggest little nice things I should do. And when I go home at night and lay my head down, all I seem to think about was you. And how you make me want to leave the one I'm with. Start a new relationship with you. This is what you do. You're the one that hooked us up, knowing it should have been you. What's sad is that I love her, but I'm falling for you. What should I do? Should I tell my baby bye-bye?
Should I
do exactly what I feel inside?
Cause
I don't want to go, don't need to stay, but I really need to get it together.
Make me